time for the ladies to be heard. Welcome to Muscle Girls, Inc., presented by RxMuscle.com. You are about to hear two of the smartest and sexiest IFBB pros tell it like it is. Here are your hosts, Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin.
Welcome to the seventh episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. My name is Colette Nelson, IFBB professional bodybuilder, and I am joined in the studio, no less, with the very sexy and unfortunately wearing clothes, Chrissy Chin.
Well, I can change that if you'd like, Colette.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, the day is still, the show is still young, Chrissy. Clothes could definitely become flying off.
You never know with Muscle Girls, Inc. what will occur in that studio.
That's so true. And also, I just have to say that I'm looking over to the left, and I've got a very sexy cohort in crime, Troy Johnson. Hey, Troy.
Hi. Glad to be here.
Actually, truth be told, we honestly thought we might have to have Troy on the show today because I was freaking out because we're trying to get Shannon on, Shannon Medarod. Shannon will definitely be here to clarify the pronunciation. But, I mean, it really was a busy weekend. I know that Dave and Sean are over there at the Emerald Cup in Seattle. And it's been so nice for me because I finally have the house to myself, which has not happened in, I don't know, Jeff, can you even think of a time when that was plausible?
For as long as I've been here, this is the first time I've ever seen you get any time to yourself.
It's,
so congrats.
It is,
deserved, by the way.
It's amazing cooking for just me and not like 17 other people. So it was like, it was such a relief. I had such a great time just sitting there and staring at the TV, even if it was the Food Network channel, which I love, but you know. And how about you, Chrissy? I heard you guys were traveling through insanity.
Yeah, oh gosh. Well, our first night out, we got stuck in Philly, so we got delayed. We left the LAX at 10:30 in the morning. We did not get into our destination, which was Scranton, until 1:30 in the morning. So, of course, all the car rental places are closed, so we look at each other like, oh, great, what are we going to do? But luckily, there was these guys standing there. I'm like, can you please help me? You know, I'm the helpless female that just landed off a terrible flight.
And I was like,
I'm like, can you help me get to my hotel? And they got this guy to take us to the hotel. And then
imagine that.
We got, you know, we got the car rental the next morning.
There's something about a sports bra. It never fails.
It's
well, really, it transpired is we went in there and it was closed. It was 1:30. You know, Hertz is like bare. And I see this guy over there. I go, Chrissy, take your top off and walk over there and say, do you know where I can get a ride? You know, he had a big sign on there that said Radisson. I was like, that's our, you know.
Oh, that's perfect. So, genius. Pure
so it's good.
Genius.
Yeah,
use
so
your
we,
assets.
We were in Scranton. We visited one of our distributors for the company that distributed ALR Industries, and then we did some store visits. Next day, we're headed into New Jersey. We went to North Arlington to an event called Health Nuts, which was an awesome grand opening. They had about 10 or so vendors there, and the owners we have to give some props to. They did a standout job, and that was to Brian and JoJo. So we had a great time out there, and they actually have something really yummy, Colette. They had this yummy dessert, but, you know, Troy got to eat it, but I promise, I just took a little teeny little, like, lick, just to taste what it was, but it was actually a soft-serve frozen dessert that's made with whey protein.
Oh, really? Okay, so
no
that wasn't...
no carbs, no sugar, so I just had to take a
how
little
lick.
How
did they make that? Because I know Dave and I were talking about how, trying to do that. I mean, I'm always with appliances, trying out new, different techniques, but...
here's the deal, actually, because you have to set up the scenario. They have this thing outside, and of course, yesterday, out of all the days, it was the absolute most nicest day.
Oh, it was gorgeous, I know.
The wife beats were definitely out full force.
Oh, right? Love that.
And I learned a little something about being in Jersey.
And the cool haircuts?
You know, I got to tell a little story about this, but before we get into this, Chrissy walks in there, and I see this, you know, it's like soft serve machine, has condensation on it, and it's so hot outside, when you see it, you're already like, I got to get that, right? So I go, what is that? He goes, oh, it's protein. And I go, really? He goes, yeah. And I go, oh, so yeah, we found your new peanut butter fix. But anyway, they actually serve it. You can buy it. They ship it to you. And it's crazy. Take a look at that. We're going to explain it to you.
It's called muscle desserts.
This is pure genius.
It's protein isolate. Glue, and it looks like they use Knox gelatin to kind of bind it.
Right.
And maybe a little Splenda.
Oh my gosh, this is genius.
Absolutely.
This is actually, you could almost eat this on a diet, really.
Yes, he said.
Why not? Four carbs. I mean, that's not terrible at all, you know? Wow.
He has different ones. Like, I think the sorbet is a little higher. So.
That is... I'm loving this. I'm, like, already having dreams.
So we're going to get you some. But I have to tell you a funny story, Colette, just because this is really funny. So we're doing the demo, right? And the kids walk up. I've never seen so many wife beats in my life.
Right? No, you in New Jersey's a classic.
And this kid walks up, and I'm bending over getting a sample, and I hear him go. He just walks straight up to Chrissy, and he goes, "So before I do anything, he goes, do I have a chance?"
Oh my gosh, that's what they do. That's what they do, though. They're very forward.
All of his boys are just like, "Come on!"
I swear, he was about 20 years younger than me.
20
years
younger.
Chrissy, cougar, man. Cougar.
I'm a cougar.
Got the cougar going all over. You know, there's something, Troy, I don't know if you've ever gone to, if you Google on YouTube or whatever, I guess it wouldn't be Googling, it would be searching on YouTube, called The New Haircut Guys.
I saw him.
That's New Jersey at its finest, all right? It's right there. That is the guys. Those are all over.
I love those guys.
We want those guys on our show, in fact. The New Haircut Guys, give me Chrissy a freaking shout out on rxmuscle.com, please.
Well, you know what?
We love you.
I told Chrissy, I said, you know, I got to get my game on. So on the way here, I did stop at Jones Beach, put on a white beater, I did the Midwest Love.
I love it.
It was fun.
I love it, man.
They looked at me and they were like, wow. Because I was the only one with a tan.
I love it. Yeah, you are very tan, by the way. Very, very sexy. You know, Chrissy, it's sounding more and more like the whack pack without the whack. I love it.
I agree, Clint.
Well, today we have, you know, I mentioned our earlier guest, but we do have Isaac Hines, who was very kind enough to take some time out, because I know he was busy at the Europa, and give us his feedback on this year and, you know, his feelings on what he's been doing. And he's always got a lot to say. He's been in the industry a long time. And then I mentioned Shannon.
Yeah, so she'll be calling us from Disney. So, you know, like you said, we were kind of worried that she was too busy to get on the show, but she's actually taking the time out. So we have to say we love you, Shannon. So, you know, she's coming off back-to-back wins. She won the New York Pro Fitness and followed up at the Europa Show of Champions. So big congrats to her.
Big congrats to that MILF routine.
Yeah, you got to love it. And for those of you who don't know what MILF stands for, I'm not sure we can say it on the air, but, you know.
Hot moms.
Hot moms, exactly. That's all you need to know.
It's the hot mom in the grocery store at the produce.
There you go. The hot mom at the
handling
grocery store.
Handling the melons.
Handling, exactly. Well, before we begin, you know, we have to give a shout out to ALRI again for their support and their love. And I know that Troy was just giving us some thoughts on the Chained Out, as that's been our premiere seller that we sell on our show, because everybody over here loves it. But it's really interesting, Troy, what you were saying, what you were explaining to me about Chained Out.
Yeah, you know, we get a lot of questions about it, and even Jeff was asking me, and really what the problem with branch chains is, and what a lot of people don't understand is, I can know that me and Chrissy personally use a ton of branch chains. We probably had stock in Extend at the time, and Arthur walked in the office, he's like, where are all these bottles sitting here? And I go, well, we don't have branch chains, you know. So we kind of did some shooting back and forth on some product development. And Arthur went back into the lab with what we just came back out with. He goes, well, what do you think? And I said, Chained Out, baby. It's time to rock it. So, but really what it is if you've ever noticed that when you diet for a show, and if you're doing like a keto diet or anything like that, and you drink a branch chains, you really do smell ammonia. Because that's a byproduct, you know. And one of the issues that happens with just regular freeform branch chains is they break down, you know, those little floaties when they go into the water, it's glucose. So what you really don't realize is you're drinking sugar.
Yeah. Which is, you know,
so what we did was we just took that, put a malic acid on it, and it just helps with absorbability. And really what happens is it's kind of like the guy at the VIP at the club, you know, he sees the two hot chicks and they go, can we get in? Malic acid to the liver. The liver says, yeah, come on in. And then they go, oh, by the way, our boyfriends are with us. And that guy's like, oh, shit. So now you got branch chains in your system, and we have some repartitioning agents, adaptogens in there that help set up the body. So the philosophy of is that you drink Chained Out between your meals, not with animal protein. And then what happens is it sets the body up. So when you do drink, or if you have a post-workout shake or you eat a meal, all that goes straight to your muscle.
That's great.
It's really cool stuff. And we have a nice mood effect to it with L-theanine. It's really kick-ass.
So you're saying between meals, you wouldn't want to take it?
Absolutely not.
Right.
Absolutely. There's studies that show that leucine itself between animal protein will keep any girl fully, you know, full muscle, you know, keep their muscle, and they don't have that saggy look. Then you see a lot of the depleted girl on the national level. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's good stuff. It tastes good. I like it. I mean, you know, I like to do it before I do my cardio in the morning.
That's
I'm really
the
hungry.
Yeah,
time. I feel like if I don't do it, it's like number one, it's psychologically like I'm giving my body something. I don't feel so depleted. You know what I mean? And it just gets me through it. You know, so I'm.
You sip that, set your body up, have your food, it all goes straight to the muscle.
It's awesome.
No muscle wasting, it's all fat burning. It's really cool. Incredible.
Well, I also want to thank Amy's Conquest, www.amysconquest.com, again, for their support. And they still are doing that 1 month. I think it's and the month is ending soon, but they're giving away a free membership. Of course, my site is one of them that I'm donated to him. So check that out. And I think with that said, Chrissy, let's move on.
We'll roll into, this was a busy weekend this past weekend. You know, there were shows going around throughout the U.S. Like you said, Dave was out at the Emerald Cup, so we'll recap on that. But also the Europa Show of Champions down in Orlando, which I want to mention. We'll have Isaac give a little highlight from that weekend, but we want to mention, you know, people qualified for Olympia that haven't qualified before. So let's give a shout out to our top three for men's bodybuilding, who is Mr. Troy Alves, who won the show.
Yeah, that's exciting for Troy.
The Troys.
Yeah, man.
Representing.
I love it. That's, Troy's got to be happy about that. You know, I got to tell you, I mean, way to pick a show that, you know, that's the key, too, is picking the show where you know you're going to do well. And he did it. He picked the right show at the right time, and he got a first place. There's nothing better than having a first place win of a pro show behind your belt. So.
Oh, he's absolutely.
Yeah, he does.
And then second was Mr. Hidetada Yamagishi, who is a very nice gentleman that I actually met at the Arnold, and I saw training at Venice Golds one day, and we said hello again, and he's such a nice guy. So he had placed top five at the Ironman and followed here with the second place, so
now,
he qualified.
Chrissy, you're Chinese, he's Japanese, right? So
yes.
That's the difference, right?
Yeah, that's why I didn't pronounce it so smooth.
Yes, the ninja versus
the
samurai.
You're Asian.
I know.
I was like, come on.
Chrissy? But I'm not a typical Asian.
No, really not,
born
Chrissy.
And raised on Long Island, okay? That's a whole different breed of Chinese right there.
Oh my God.
And third went to Mr. Darum Charles.
Yeah, who's an awesome poser. Did you get to see his routine? I didn't get to see it yet.
I didn't get to see it yet, but I've seen him in the past, and he's awesome on stage. His routines are always one to, you know, watch. So then we roll into IFBB Pro Fitness, and of course, like we said, Shannon won, so that was her back-to-back win from New York Pro Fitness, so congrats to her.
Yeah, but who got second, Chrissy?
Oh, second, you'll be very happy, because you said you were very impressed with her routine in New York.
Very.
It was Miss Miriam Capes got second.
I'm telling you, Chrissy, if she did this routine where she had this, it had to be 7 feet long. Because she's only like 4'11", and she was using that thing like nunchucks. I'd never seen anything like it. It was truly unbelievable. She was, Jeff. You saw that routine?
Yeah. She
right
basically walked out with this like staff and started like twirling it while she's flipping in the
while
air
she's
and
flipping
tossing
around
it up
it.
And yeah, it was actually pretty impressive. So
I mean, when you
was,
see stuff like that, I'm like, that has got to be awarded. You know,
sure.
Like,
can you imagine seriously dieting and then doing that?
No. I think the fitness girls, the fitness girls blow my mind.
Are amazing. Fitness women
are
amazing.
I don't care what anybody says.
So she qualified for the Olympia, and the third went to Miss Mindy O'Brien, who's who's always comes in conditioned, and she is one powerhouse on that fitness stage.
You know, Colette, I saw Mindy in her debut at the Europa in 2004. Wow, did she change the face of fitness at the time? That was absolutely the most memorable routine I've ever remembered in my life. When
really?
She came out, she did, well, there was a big hoop-de-doo about it because she only did one song. And I guess when she got a pro card, she didn't know that rule.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the most powerful, at that time, she was so powerful. And she has that, like, cartwheel that's kind of sideways thing. It was just unseen at the time.
Oh, cool.
So she stepped it up. It was awesome.
We love to see that.
And then talking about figure, IFBB Pro Figure, the win went to Nicole Wilkins-Lee, who actually did fitness in New York.
Oh, yeah, that's why she's that
and then
crossover.
Did figure. Yeah, she did crossover. And she was the one that actually, when she won her pro card, she won the overall figure and fitness at Team U that year that I got my pro card.
She beat you.
So I know she beat me, but I won the D class. Isn't that enough?
Right. That's never enough, Chrissy.
I was just playing.
That damn overall.
Second went to a friend of ours who has an amazing, amazing physique, and I thought her lines at the show were awesome. Her conditioning was great, and that's Miss Heather Mae French from Colorado. And then third went to Monica Brand. So we're happy for Monica.
I actually get like all these emails from people that just because, you know, she really does have a lot of fans. And I got an email from a girl that just loves her. She's like obsessed with her. I just don't understand it. She looked unbelievable. I mean, she really did look good, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
she
you know,
looked
you
great.
Just, you look, you know, I'm like, I try to explain it. Look, you just, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, you can't understand why things are the way they are. But she definitely has like, these fans are maniacal. They're emailing me as if I, you know, I can give them some insight. I'm like, look.
Maybe you can beat them up.
Yeah, right. I know. I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, hello, right? Well, this past weekend was the Emerald Cup. And, you know, believe it or not, Dave and Sean did kind of mentioned, look, if you want to go, now you don't understand, I have this thing that, like, I really can't get on a plane for more than 4 hours. The Vegas is the limit. I, Chrissy, to come out and see you in California, I would do it. I would just need to be heavily medicated to do this because I can't, I just can't do it. I really hate being on a plane. I have this whole fear of, like, there's no fear, actually. It's just the sheer annoyance of being on a plane that long. And it's such a long flight out to Seattle. I'm like, listen, you guys have a great life. Enjoy it. And just, I'm taking the time away. Because I don't know how you guys travel the freaking East Coast, West Coast thing. It drives me crazy. So they're out there. They're whooping it up over there. I think Sean did an In the Trenches with Todd Jewell, who's a really... Todd is a good bodybuilder. He could definitely... He's going to do some damage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the truth. And it's a really one of the high profile NPC amateur shows. So I'm going to name names that you might not be familiar with, but we took a quick look at them on the and their pictures, and they're really some standouts. So we've got Courtney Binogue for figure overall. Fitness overall, we have a Cynthia Clapp. And for the men's overall, a Roger Baker. And if you remember, Emerald Cup kind of brought legends like Trey Brewer. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, when that's a show that really gets some notoriety. And for the bikini, we have a Lori Smith. So let's take a quick break on that note. We'll be back give our sponsor some love. And we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Sounds good.
Muscle Girls, Inc.
ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, author L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit speciesnutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. Species Nutrition.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Gina Aliotti, IFBB Figure Pro, and you are listening to Muscle Girls, Inc.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls, Inc. We'll be rolling into our Did You Knows now, Colette. And the first one I was kind of amazing kind of story, and I was like, what? Okay, so listen to this.
You know how we love violence on the show.
This is just insane, okay?
We love violence and penises. That's it.
All right, we do. Is that a bad thing?
Flexing, sexy flexing, you know?
So in Birmingham, Alabama, okay, this lady was actually shot in the forehead by her husband while she was sleeping in bed. Okay, it gets better. He ends up killing himself, but when the police went to her house, she actually answered the door. This after she got shot in the head.
So she wasn't dead then?
She answered the door. She was holding a rag to her head after she got shot in the head and was talking to them, and she was like, oh, I made some tea. Would you like something to drink? Now, if I got shot in the head, I wouldn't be making tea and then answering the door. I was like amazed.
Is it because
that
they say that there's so many different parts of the brain?
Yeah,
that you
I
can
think
blow
there was
up
a disturbance you... there. She probably even don't even remember it.
No, yeah. She probably does. That's very scary.
She's like, got blood.
Yeah, they actually said there's portions of the brain that, you know, if it passes through a certain pathway, that it can actually miss, you know, important segments of the brain, and then they can either have like little injury or no injury at all. So she was very blessed, I would say.
Oh my
Someone's watching over her.
Imagine
they
that
need
story.
To do a show, amazing they, injuries.
Amazing injuries. Well, have you ever watched that on MTV, The Scarred? Has anybody ever watched that?
No.
Oh my
I've never
gosh.
Seen that.
That is, Troy, that's exactly what it is. It's called Scarred, and they have these crazy skateboarders, BMX bikers.
So it's like a badge of honor.
Yeah, it's like basically like, yo, Troy, why don't you go out there and do some crazy flip? I'm just going to videotape you in case something happens.
Down the rail.
Right, and so when you do totally bust your ass, I got it on video, I send it in to Scarred, and you're a famous guy, you know what I mean? It's like,
Colette, we should have Troy do that right after we finish.
I know, I think he should get him on the skateboard and get the video and just see what
he
does. You know what I mean?
I'll
get him off the roof. Troy,
that's
what I want you to do. I want you to jump off the roof. I'm going to videotape it. You're going to totally be fine. And then if you're not fine, we just put it on Scarred. That's totally the way to go.
In the phone.
Right. Well, Chrissy, you know how I can't stand. I really, truly am going to say this. I can't stand MySpace, Facebook, Twitter now, some other crazy. Every day I get another freaking thing that somebody wants me to join. Okay. I personally, it's nothing against these people. They're making MySpace, I know, is a multi-million-dollar venture. Good for him to just start it. But they really drive me crazy. In fact, for those of you who don't know this, my MySpace is being taken care of by someone that I actually pay to do that, because I can't do it. So that's how much I can't stand this stuff. Yeah, I have this kid, and he does it for me and answers all my MySpace. It's totally not even me. So it, just so you know, I mean, I do get, if it's something important, he lets me know, but I just can't stand these things. So it's been now truthfully done. There's been studies done in universities that say that college students that regularly use social networking, in this case it was Facebook that they test, have lower GPAs because it sucks you in. They're not doing their schoolwork, they're not studying, they're totally being preoccupied with these crazy types of social networks. They become, I know people that spend hours on this shit, 6 hours a day on freaking MySpace, jerking off to like whatever I am. I mean, it's like, I get it for the marketing, and that's why I do it, and I do get it for that, but it really is taking over. They've done the whole study. Those that are on Facebook for a certain number of hours or MySpace, their GPAs are much lower. They're just totally consumed.
I can relate to that, being, you know, from the mid-80s graduate myself at college. You know, they introduced the bong. It took up a lot of
money. Right, right. See?
Just modern technology.
Modern technology is ruining people's lives. So, I mean, look, I'm trying, I'm dealing with it, but if you do get me on MySpace or Facebook, you may most likely not be getting me. But, you know what I mean?
See, all those times
whoever you're talking to is awfully friendly.
No wonder you don't respond to me.
No, Troy, I love you. It's totally not me.
I told Chris, like, I said, I think she hates me.
Right, you get generic things back. You know?
See, all the times I thought it was Colette, and now I know
Chris,
it was not Colette
not,
at
it's
all.
It's not even me. He's just giving generic
responses. You don't even know what you said to
you
me.
Know what I mean? Yeah, I know, right? Oh, gosh.
Well, listen to this one, Colette. A driving instructor was actually drunk giving a driving lesson, okay? This gentleman's name, Daniel Winsky, is 53 years old of Salem. He was actually under the influence while giving a lesson while he was the passenger of a car. So he was giving
so
the driving lesson
to be
drunk.
Worried. Now you have to be worried that your driving coach is drunk. It's
yes.
Not good. Not good, Kristen.
That is not good at all. He was actually sentenced to 18 months probation, and he won't be able to be a licensed driver for a year now.
Yeah, it's bad. It's just not good.
It's just not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
He must have been from the bomb here.
Well, how about this person? You know how we're speaking of flights, and this is why I don't like flights, Chrissy, because something like this would absolutely happen to me. Okay, this gentleman was on a flight to Honolulu. Now, I'm not sure, he was from Los Angeles, so that's only like about 5 hours, but I had to fly to Honolulu once, and that was like 14 hours, and that's another reason why I'll never get back on a plane for that many hours, because I was suicidal on that plane. And Dave's like, just take another Valium. I'm like, how many do you want me to take? I've taken so many that we don't even have any more left. I'm still wired, all right? So anyway, this guy who was on the flight basically stood up. I'm not even going to say his name because he was actually Asian. Chrissy, nothing against it, but the name is a little crazy for me to pronounce here. But
Ankawa.
Yeah, exactly. Kintsugi. I can't really even say it. But he stood next to the woman and he began urinating on her.
That is disgusting.
Yes. He stood up and started peeing on her.
That is disgusting.
That's a fetish.
Yeah, that's definitely an issue. So now he is obviously being sentenced. He was 28 years old, and he's doing 21 days in prison, though. That's it. But I wonder what kind of that's got to be, because it's urinating in public.
That is disgusting.
Well, I think if you disrupt a flight, that's a felony.
Mm-hmm. It could, yeah. That's
absolutely.
Not. I would highly recommend those that have to go to the bathroom. Look, you just got to hold it. I mean.
Did he pull it out?
Yeah, he whipped it out, stood up, and started peeing at her. He had to have been wasted. I agree with you. Because they allow drinks on the plane, so he must have been drinking, couldn't get into the bathroom.
You see some crazy crap on a flight. Like on the
you really
here.
Do.
Here's the thing that, speaking of flights that I can't stand now, not only do we have to fly LAX to Philly, but me and Chrissy have the same aisle, but I'm in the middle on this side, and she's in the middle on that side. And the people see us come as a couple.
Oh, it's, I know, like, isn't that rude?
Dude, and the guy next to me, seriously, raped.
Like, I know,
they had an order for a disattainment of some, he was a lawyer. He opens up his thing, he has Marlboros, right? And he reeks, like, I was like, wow, did you actually smell? And then five beers.
Can you believe that? Drinking on a plane just doesn't, I don't know.
Well,
you know
not only that, of course, there's not so much room, especially for me. And he decides to stick his leg on my side.
It's not right.
So I was are you being serious right now?
Like lately with these flights, you really can't get seats together. So Dave's on a flight. I don't know where we were going.
They don't assign him anymore.
No, they don't assign it. So he's over there, and he's like, Colette, man, we're always like, oh, we can't get stuck in the middle. I'm always end up stuck in the middle. I'm just going to suck it up. But Dave, it's tough for Dave to be in the middle. I mean, he's a big guy. It's really not comfortable. I feel bad for him. So this really tiny, skinny girl's on the aisle. And Dave's like, look, you know how sweet Dave is. I mean, Dave is truly one of the sweetest people. He's like, hey, you know what? Plus Dave, I don't know if anybody knows, but he did tear his groin. So he has been in a lot of pain with his leg. So what would you do? You're a skinny girl. She really couldn't weigh more than 110 pounds. Dave, still holding about 250, although I think it's 240, but anyway, 250. But anyway, he tries to be nice to the girl. I swear to God, Jeff, he weighs with his shoes on. I mean, it's bullshit because I'm like, Dave, get on that
Dave
scale.
I saw Dave get on the scale. No, he's definitely 260. Trust me, I saw him was 225.
But did he have the shoes on and all the stuff?
Oh, yeah, he was fully clothed.
Well, those shoes are like an L, Jeff. Oh, okay. They're like size 16. Those things are at least 5.
Sorry, Dave, you got those 5 pound shoes.
Okay, if it was 260, then 255. All right, so fine. Okay, fine. All right. Either way, the little girl was like, no, I'm not moving. He's like, I have an injury.
Yeah.
I'm 255, and she wouldn't move.
Wow.
Why wouldn't you move, though? Why wouldn't you move? I would just be like, you know what? Yeah, I feel bad.
Just doesn't get it.
So Dave is in the middle. He's like, Colette. I'm like, I
would
have
just cut up like 15 times and just.
Oh, I know. Just
him.
Been a man.
Wait
till totally
she
agree.
Falls asleep.
Totally agree.
Excuse me.
Well, Colette, all right, listen to this. World's tallest man, okay? I was reading this, and I was like, I don't know what they're feeding people these days in China, but I know I didn't get any of that food here in the States.
I know, this is China, too.
Listen,
usually
this is China.
They're, like, little.
Yeah, but listen to this, okay? This gentleman stands 8 feet tall. He had walked into a Chinese hospital. He's a 27-year-old gentleman at 8.07 feet tall. He actually sustained a foot injury, so he went into the hospital while he was playing basketball, injured himself, and went into the hospital. And
because you're 8 feet tall and you're playing basketball, I mean, how tall are the baskets?
Is that next to the wrist?
He just like flicks his wrist and he's I like already dunked it.
Yeah. So he is actually taller than the current tallest man, who's just a couple inches shorter than him, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow.
Somebody in the NBA needs to be fired, because I think they got people hired that job is to find tall people like
I think so. I know. They're slipping.
8 feet.
Wow, that's really tall. I don't want to be 8 feet tall, I wonder if there's a growth hormone.
Let's just say that the Olympics, it was USA versus China in our household. Some cheating going on over there.
Could be. I think so too. Yeah.
This is a peek behind the curtain at
all.
He
said, Chrissy, that gymnast is not 14 years old. I go, no matter what age she is, you can't take that away from her. She's spot on.
That's true.
She's spot on.
I'd be spot on too. 22.
Well, Chrissy, this is my favorite segment of the week because I just can't believe how much our fans love us, the things they love about us. But this is what's in the email bag. So, Chrissy, what do you got in your email bag this week?
Well, this week I actually sifted through the emails and I picked a question that we can actually address on air, for the person that emailed me. Of course, we don't mention any names, but we appreciate all the emails that we do receive. And he starts off, I go to the gym and train, and he sees a lot of girls that compete in his gym, Colette.
Okay.
So he says that, they have really good bodies and they obviously compete. So my main question is, do girls who compete have a higher sex drive than women who don't train? So that is his question.
I mean, this could take a two-pronged approach. You know where we could go with this question, because you could look at it on the level that some, and given any sport, women or males will do what they need to do in order to be the best they can be in their sport. So given that, there are certain chemicals that could enhance a woman's or male's sex drive. So right. Given that scenario, that's absolutely plausible.
Mm-hmm.
But then just pure research-based studies on women that do train with weights, you or men, will cause an increased testosterone response. So forget about the fact if any drugs are involved. You know, we do know that, especially like compound movements and just weight training mm-hmm. in general, can mm-hmm. cause an increased testosterone.
Yeah, there's actual responses to
the whole process
of the training course.
Yes. Yeah, so I mean, I think that, and I think it could be another, you know, element too, where you, if you start to feel good about your body, you start to feel more sexual. So,
yeah, of course.
I mean,
of course.
You know, when you're, you know, you just
endorphins feel good after you work out. Endorphins.
You totally do. Mm-hmm.
You want to get it on.
Working out is truly, I mean, for me, I've always used it as a drug. I always say that before I mm-hmm. even like ever knew I was going to be a bodybuilder, I trained from 19 to 26 before I even competed. I just loved the way it made me feel. You know, so it was like, I mean, there's definitely certain things and elements to it that, I mean, I guess would make, you know, I guess would increase a woman's desire, or, you know, but I mean, what do you think, Chrissy?
I agree with everything that you said, and overall,
because
yeah,
I'm about ready to get naked and take
yeah.
Troy down right now. Dave hasn't been home the whole weekend.
It's been a long weekend, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, actually, because
he has squat rack in the other room.
You like, do some compound movements, and then, you know, testosterone. Theory.
Let me see some compound movements here, Jeff. I mean, Jeff, you're looking pretty good right now.
Jeff, let's get a rock boots on.
Things are getting heat up in the studio.
Things are
folks.
Heating up in the studio right now.
No, I agree. I feel that I'm definitely 150% more sexual while I'm training, while I'm competing,
absolutely.
Up until the day of the show.
Well, that's what I want to talk about,
yes.
too. Let's face it. I don't know, but especially when you're trying to get your body fat really, really low, like those 2 to 3 weeks before a show, I mean, I think you're just so focused. You don't, that isn't your main priority, no matter what. I mean, you just are like, you're tired, you're hungry, mm-hmm. and you really
and
just kind of
sex gets replaced with food.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, Troy, food is like sex. I know, mm-hmm. right? Isn't that weird? I know. You look so...
I told Chrissy one time, just pour chocolate on her and let me lick it off and yeah. absorb it transdermally.
Yeah, there you go.
Peanut butter.
Absolutely. Jeff, peanut butter 100%. My peanut butter, which by the way, Chrissy, you did try a sample
which
of my homemade peanut butter.
Oh, which is absolutely fabulous.
I know.
But I had to just take my one tablespoon.
You
my
did good.
One tablespoon,
you
and
did.
I just closed the lid.
I'm very proud of you. Definitely proud of you. Well, here, this is what someone was writing to me, Chrissy, and this, you may get these things too, but... This is just, I love the way you write. I love the way you worded it, actually. I would absolutely love to purchase a very used, by the way, sweaty, stained, unwashed workout thong panty. Please let me know if you are interested in fulfilling my request. That's what I want to know. First off, I mean, I don't know if I could do it. Like, send them a smelly, dirty, you know, out of the gym thong. I mean, like, I don't know how I'd feel about putting that in the mail to somebody.
Collect, depending on how much she's willing to pay,
that's true,
I might have
yeah.
to send out
yeah.
that.
He didn't give me
it.
I was waiting for the price tag on that, because given the right amount, you know what I mean?
You don't sell your sweaty panties online?
I don't do it, I
Dude,
know.
You should just do one sample run. Just
one
to see.
One sample run.
Just to see what kind of
run.
Profits happen.
Yep, the lace sweaty panties after doing squats. These are the ones I squatted in. I think this is,
that
you know
is,
what I mean?
Well, squat, you sweat more, because you have definitely much more oxygen.
Right,
body,
definitely.
So you're gonna
right.
produce more energy, but it'd be a little sweatier.
Definitely be sweatier, don't you think? I agree.
True. By the way, you're looking good.
Thank you, Charlie.
And I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
See, things are continuing.
And we still
to
have
heat
our
up.
We still have our clothes on. We're still doing good. Clothes are still on.
But it's getting hot in this room. Colette, going into our forum question. This week's forum question actually comes from the women's forum on rxmuscle.com from RX Muscle member This Is War. He's actually from Australia, and Colette, I must first thank him because he gave us some great feedback about what we're doing here with the radio show. And
yeah, we love that, because how yeah. are we going to get better if we don't have people, you know, and we're okay with that, because criticism is like the best form of flattery in a way. You
oh,
know,
absolutely.
To make us better.
Yeah, so I agree with you. You know, we just want to continue to be better and to give more to our listeners, so any feedback we appreciate, especially great feedback. But his question to us is, in bodybuilding, for men, we say that diet and nutrition makes up for the greatest portion of our success. Some claim that diet is 80% of the equation. is diet equally important for each of the four female categories, meaning bodybuilding, fitness, figure, and bikini? And then he goes on and asks, who has it worse, fitness competitors with all their routine practice or female bodybuilders who are trying to get ultra shredded? Are figure or bikini girls known to diet hard, generally speaking? Or is the way training is approached a bigger factor in creating each of the four desired looks? So he has multiple questions, but let's touch upon those, Colette.
Yeah, you know, as a female bodybuilder and someone that just fell in love with weight training, I was 19 years old, and as soon as I'd been teaching aerobics since I was 17, and I really loved the look of a muscular body. And then when I got underneath weights when I was like 19 at a really hardcore powerhouse gym in East Lansing, I fell in love with the way it made me feel. I was training. I felt, you know, I really wish one day I would actually look like a female bodybuilder. And I was putting on size. I was gaining weight every year, but I actually didn't look. I had no muscle definition whatsoever. I mean, I was 26 years old, and but I was muscular. You could see it. I was solid. I mean, even if you feel me now, I'm not ripped, but I'm solid. Everything on me is solid, you know. But without like
as Jeff feels right, Colette's Jeff, arms, you know what I
mean? And it wasn't until I began the diet. Aspect of bodybuilding that I did my first show at 26, and I had already 7 years of training underneath my belt, and I won that show. I did the NGA show, all natural shows.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I started in the natural organization.
Really?
Just because, you know, I never even in Michigan, I never even knew what anything. I just was like, I want it 100% natural, whatever. So I won without hands down. I looked and had a body like a bodybuilder, and I realized to me. Diet, I would say, is like 90%, because the training, you can train your ass off. And even in the off season, like when I'm like smooth, like now, people are like, well, Colette, what are you not training? I'm like, no, did you just see? I just one arm rode 150 pounds. You know, it's not the training.
It's called bulk, bitch.
Right. It's the dieting. I think it's like really all diet. I mean, you can train your ass off, and if you don't diet, you really can't see the muscle definition, because the fat will, you know, will just shade and hide that muscle, muscularity, definition, vascularity, et cetera. So I think diet is such a critical point, and it's a very critical point for bodybuilding, because obviously the key to bodybuilding is to be able to see all the detail in the body. So diet is ultra critical.
Yeah, I agree with you. So we agree with him. It's at least 80%.
But
you
don't
say
take it away from the figure competitors, because Chrissy, you diet your ass off.
Yes.
Right. I mean,
yes. And you know, figure as well as bikini, because we had Ali Sonoma on the show, and you know, she even hired Kimoto to do her diet.
People say to me sometimes, I have some girls that are preparing for a show, and I know you're with me, Troy. Well, I'll do figure because I don't really want to get to have to diet so hard. Good luck. Guess what? Mm-hmm. You're going to be dieting your ass off.
Well, you know, if you really, the way I see that, and that's actually a really good question. 80% is diet, but now you got that 20%.
Right.
What I think is this, as far as which part of the sore do you want to be cut with on the bodybuilding end, it's taking your hormonal. I mean, really, when you diet, you're killing yourself. Hormonally, how far do you want to get into the pain zone? Whereas with the fitness aspect, you're going to endure a whole different kind of mental fatigue, pain, you know, routine, timings, you know, there's a different stress factor involved. So, oh man, that's a toss up.
Yeah, it's a really...
I guess it just depends where your heart is, really.
Where your heart is, yeah.
It's the passion of it. Yep. But don't kid yourself. I mean, today, for example, it's kind of funny because I know Chrissy, and she orders... We went to the Sheraton, and we ordered breakfast. And, of course, I bring the toast out, right? And hash browns. And she likes her bacon hash browns crisp.
Like, when I have hash browns, I like them crisp. But, of course, you know, no hash browns on the diet right now, right?
Oh,
I wish. Does a guy with hash browns?
Well, you know, I turned around, and I seen her just... take a little bit of that.
I just wanted a little sliver of the crust. I saw it there sitting on my plate, and it was like, Chrissy, eat me. I swear, I was like screaming my name. So I just had to take that little
piece. I took it away. So I have to.
Troy goes, Chrissy, you know
that's
better.
That's the difference between second and fifth place.
Yeah, no, you're
it
right.
really is.
But it's like, the truth is, like, with what he's saying is diet for every aspect of the sport, whether it be fitness, figure, bodybuilding, or bikini. And it's where your heart is. For these fitness girls, they're busting their ass. They're dieting, and they have to tweak their diets to be able to do this routine, et cetera, et cetera. Bodybuilders, again, you're really hormonally, you have to be hormonally zero.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I'm saying? You have to knock out, you have to diet so hard that you've got no estrogen left in your body.
You're
so that
more
you can,
comatose.
Yeah, you really are. It's rough, man. And I sat out, you know, all last year just because I mentally got to go there because, you know, it's tough to just take it to that point, man, to just dig really deep. But everybody that gets on that stage diets dieting period is hard, that maniacal type of monotony that it takes to do it. But, you know, it is why you look the way you do is because of your diet.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is.
Absolutely.
100% agree with
Otherwise,
that
you know, you can be a power lifter. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about, you know, you just lift weights. Anybody can just lift weights. It's the dieting that really shows off what you've done underneath the hours of training and weights, et cetera.
Well, you know, we always get this question, Colette, and this is one of the, it's funny, me and Jeff were talking. People always come up, and they, like, I saw Jeff, I haven't seen him in a while, and his traps are like freaking King Kong on top of Empire State Building. But, you know, people always come up and they're like, wow, how do you get like that? You know, that is like the typical, or I used to, you know, I used to be 280, you know, it's like,
everybody
yeah,
says I used to be.
Yeah, we'll see. But, you know, my whole thing is this. If they ask me a question, I go, every Tom, Dick, and Harry and Jane can train and bench press. It's not everybody's going to go home and eat chicken breasts. They'll go to through the drive through.
That's it, 100%
that,
right there. That's
right
there,
right
there
is where the fork in the road is.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
absolutely
it. All right, well, now it's on to our guests, Chrissy. Let's take another little break, give our sponsor some love, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
See you then.
Muscle Girls, Inc.
ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, author L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Monica Brand, and you're listening to Muscle Girls, Inc. with Colette and Chrissy.
Our next guest makes 40 look like the new 20. She is a mother of two, and after walking away from fitness to try figure, she realized that she wasn't done showing the world what she could do as a pro fitness competitor. She just recently won back-to-back shows in New York Pro Fitness and the Europa Pro Fitness Show. We are talking about one of the hottest MILFs out there, Shannon Matro. Welcome to the Muscle Girls Inc. show, Shannon. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good. Thank you for being on the show, Shannon.
How'd you like that intro, Shannon?
That was great, Mitra. I loved it.
Well, first off, Shannon, thank you so much. I'm like texting Dave's like, you got to get Shannon on the show. And then, you know, I saw you at the New York Pro. And then I'm like, Dave's like, text Trey right now. So I'm like texting him. I felt so bad. He's like, I'm at a show, Colette. I can't even hear anything you're saying. I text him. I'm like, I got to get Shannon on. And then I was like, just texting like a fool. So I really, really, really appreciate you like taking time out from, were you at Disneyland or Disney World?
We are at Disney World in Florida at right now at the Animal Kingdom.
Okay, so you got the two kids with you, or is it just you and Trey?
No, we have the two kids and some friends and our like related our family that we've kind of adopted. So we had a little group going on.
Oh my gosh! So are you happy to be? So you've done 2 shows back to back, which I know what that's like. It's horrible. Are you taking? I mean, how do you feel right now? Are you like enjoying yourself? Are you shot? How are you doing?
No, I'm actually pretty good. It's a little warm out here, and people are giving me a little funny looks with the big tan that I got going on. But you know. That's great.
Cool.
Cool.
Everyone's probably like, why is she so dark? She looks different.
Wow, look at her.
That's great.
Well, you know, Shannon, Colette and I saw your awesome MILF routine when we were sitting at the Arnold Evening Show, and it was adorable. We loved your routine, and we were curious about how you felt about your placing at the Arnold.
I was stoked at the Arnold. Going into it, I wanted to get in the top six. That was my goal, just coming back. And I know it's tough, you know, because mm-hmm. it's basically your, you know, top five Olympians you're competing against, except for maybe one. And, you know, it was an honor to be back on that stage, and I felt really good. And, you know, I got in the top six, and that was awesome.
Now, did that qualify
me for the O, so.
Yeah, that did. That qualified you for the O, then. So then.
Yep, qualified me for the O.
So now, what made you want to say, you know what, I'm still going to compete, I'm already qualified for the O, why go to New York, and then why go, I mean, why not, now you've, you know, did, what was your thoughts on doing that?
Well, you know, I just was coming back to fitness, and last year I did it, and then I got injured and wasn't able to compete. I was getting ready for the Europa in Dallas last year in fitness, and I got injured the week before and wasn't able to do it, which also put me out of the Olympia. And I wanted to come back and see what I could do and place in sixth at the Arnold. I knew I had a chance to, you know, maybe win a show. I didn't have a fitness title. So my goal was just, you know, hopefully see what happens in New York. And I love, you know, traveling to New York, and went ahead and do that. And I was like, well, you know, the Orlando is just the week after, so I might as well just go ahead and do that and see what happens. So, and wait, plus I knew I could make a vacation out of it with the girls.
Well, what a good move that was. I mean, you kicked ass. And also, I think it's good because, look, now you've got two pro wins behind your belt. You go into the Olympia with momentum.
Absolutely.
They're going to remember you. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's it's what the sport's about. So, well, Shannon, tell us about your injury. So I know that you, like, shattered your ankle at some point. And is that when you decided to switch to figure? And then what was the injury you were talking about last year? Give us, like, a kind of a timeline.
Actually, I decided to go to figure just because it was taking too much time away from the girls with practicing my fitness routine with my oldest at the time. So it's just like, you know, it's a little tough. I'm taking time away from her. Let's just try figure. Fitness was getting where I wasn't placing where I wanted to. So I went to figure for a little while. And then after watching the fitness routines and knowing that I could still do that stuff, I just felt, you know, let's go back to fitness maybe and see what happens, because I know I could still do that stuff. So I was working with one of the girls that we were getting ready for Junior USAs in fitness, and I was doing some little stuff in there and realized I was stronger than I had been doing stuff. And went ahead to do the Houston show with the coaxing and teasing of my friend Tracy Greenwood that kept telling me, oh, yeah, bring it on, bring it on. So I figured I'd show her a thing or two and went in with her in Houston. And
be careful what you wish for.
There. I know.
Yeah, and after doing Houston, I was getting ready for the Dallas show at the Europa Dallas show, and did something to my knee. I didn't know what I did. I tried to still compete and went to figure for that show because I couldn't do anything else, and finally got the MRI and found out that I shattered my tibia, bruised my patella tendon, and partially tore my ACL.
Wow. Oh, was that during routine practice, during practicing your routines that you had that injury?
Yeah, week before practicing my routine.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So, but it's feeling better now, so, you know, you just grin and bear it.
So when you do your routines, do you wear a brace, or do you just...
No, I don't. I'm hard-headed. I don't like the brace.
I hear you. No, I
know. I was going to go.
I know. I hear you.
So has that injury affected your training for these past couple of shows?
No, actually it hasn't, because, you know, I took time off after I did it, and knowing that I couldn't do the Olympia, I wasn't doing anything, and then I started practicing again probably in January and was a little nervous trying some stuff and just waited till it, you know, felt good enough. And, you know, every now and then it tweaks a little bit, but it's not really the ACL that bothers me. I think it's more the patella tendon bruise is still kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that every now and then when my leg locks out hard. But I'm pretty self-conscious of it. It doesn't bother me as much as you would think it would.
Well, your routines don't show that it's bothering you at all.
No, I know. You never know. You never know.
Adrenaline is a great thing.
Yeah.
Well, Shannon, now you know you're a successful IFBB pro fitness athlete, but you actually started off with Fitness America. So I was wondering what your experience was like with that association.
Actually, I started out with doing Galaxy competitions.
Oh, Galaxy.
I ran the obstacle course stuff, and I actually won the obstacle course in 95.
Okay.
And I got second place in the Galaxy to Mia Finnegan by 1 point.
Oh, yeah, Mia Finnegan. Yeah.
And then I went and did the Hawaii Maui Super Fitness. Marla Salin had a contest, and I went there, and I won that. I beat Mia Finnegan by 1 point, so it was kind of funny. And then I tried the Fitness America pageant one time, was not a good experience. And then I decided to go ahead and get a shot to the NPC, and it's where my heart fell in love with, and I stayed there, and here I am with the IFBB. So.
How long did it take you to get your pro card with the NPC?
About a year and a half, I think.
Wow. So you just jammed. You got there and you did it.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Now, like I said, you
1999.
Wow. 1999. Wow. And she's still going strong, too.
Yes. Yes.
Shannon, we loved your MILF routine at the Arnold's, but of all your routines, do you have an all-time favorite routine?
The MILF routine actually is, because it has to do with me being a mom and my daughter Briley's name's in it and stuff, it's fun to do, and it shows that, moms can do stuff. I did a routine, a ZZ Top routine once, and I was actually sick at the Arnold when I did it. I had gotten some kind of bug and was dehydrated and whatnot, and I was so headstrong that I was going to still compete, but I went anyways. And that was one of my favorite routines because I love the music. I'm a ZZ Top fan. I love that kind of old rock and roll type stuff. But I like that routine a lot. It was fun to do, but the MILF kind of is more showing it what I am. I'm a mom, and
it was
I'm
cute.
Still...
I think just everybody could relate to that at some point at the Arnold with me and Chris. It was just cute. Shannon, it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thanks.
So now, who does your choreography and the music?
A guy at Monster Mix does my music, and my choreography I pretty much do myself.
Yeah, no, that's how kind of, somebody actually just emailed me the other day. They wanted to do my choreography. I thought it was very sweet, but it's like what I do. It's my personal signature. I want my kind of personality in there.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked with choreographers before, and they try to get me to do something. I'm like, that's not me. I can't do that.
Yeah, it's not
so
you.
I know what I can do. I'd love to be able to dance more, but I'm just not a dancer unless I've had a couple of drinks in me. And
right.
I just,
So throwing in some pop and lock hip hop routine. It's not gonna work for you. You know what I mean?
I'm not hip hop exactly. I can
so Shannon
a little bit do some things.
Shannon will not be pop and locking at her next. You know what I mean?
If we give her a couple, she said she will.
Maybe
be.
She will. Yeah, you never know.
Well, Shannon, we know you're married to Trey, who's an awesome guy, and he's a competitive bodybuilder, and you both promote the NPC Junior USAs. How do you guys handle dieting at the same time in the same house? Because at home, I'm married to Troy, and he's a natural pro bodybuilder, and things get a little hairy some days when we're both dieting, and I was wondering how it is at your home.
Well, there's not a lot of times we're dieting for a show together. Trey is a clean eater all the time. I mean, he has a cheat meal once a week, but for the most part, he eats clean year-round. It drives me crazy. And
what's with these guys? It's all Davis.
Like
Dave never eats anything. David hasn't even tasted dessert in, I don't even know how long.
That's the kind of food he likes. So, that's what works for him. And once a week, we take the girls out to dinner on Sunday, and we have, some slop if we want it, or we go eat dessert or whatever. But, if he's dieting, as long as I have, make sure, if there's, one piece of chicken left, I can leave it for him, and I'll go to the store or something, because it's, I got to make sure the food's in the house. But he's, there's no really hairy, scary moments except for just sort of patience sometimes when the girls are screaming and crying and stuff. But
that's true love.
It's never been really that bad.
Yep. Well, we were just talking to Shannon, backstage at the, about the Junior USA, and I have to say, it really is probably one of my favorite shows to go to because the way you guys run that show, it is so amazing. They have big screen TVs. The venue is unbelievably beautiful. You feel like a rock star at that show. There's no question.
I have to give credit to Trey on that. He, wants to make sure the athletes feel good and they have a good time, and because he's an athlete and he knows how he wants to be treated. And that's one of the things, when I go to these shows and the athletes, they're like, okay, let's go on stage. I'm like, look, we're not warmed up. You got to give us a minute. It's like they don't care about the athletes. You just want to get the show done, and that's what they're about, where we make sure the athletes are taken care of and, that it's run on time. Trey's very anal about everything, which, it ends up coming across great, and the athletes enjoy it, and that's what we want to hear.
And when did you start? When did you take over that show?
Oh, geez. I want to say this is our fifth year.
Yeah.
I'm not positive on that, but I want to say it's our fifth year.
I think it's grown every year. At least it feels like it has.
It has. And, the area around it's grown. I mean, we have an outlet mall right there. We've got several hotels there now. It's a fun place to be. It's right by the airport, and it's, 10 minutes from downtown if you want to go down and enjoy the historic Charleston area.
The best place to have a show. I think honestly, it's if for anybody that is thinking, oh, no, I got to do the Junior Nationals, the Junior USA is rocks. It really does.
Well, and I think, too, just for, especially fitness figure girls, and, they they start doing shows and they want to be seen over and over, and it's, that's the show to be at, and then you go to the next one if you can do it. And,
yeah.
You know, people talk about expense, mm-hmm. but, you know, Chicago is pretty expensive too. So.
Yes, it is. It so. Is. Yeah, that's what I tell, you know, when fitness and figure girls ask me, what show do you think I should start with for National? I'm like, listen, I go, I started with the NPC Junior USAs in 2007. I go, that is one of the best run shows, one of the best experiences I've ever had. I mean, you and Trey were awesome. I mean, you guys arranged picking me up at the airport,
so
and
good.
I was like, wow, this is what, I like this, you know? And I just had such a great experience, and, you know, that's why I always tell everyone, you know, get your name and face out there early, and why not compete at
exactly.
a, you know, an awesome, well-run show? So I give you both a lot of credit.
Thank you. We enjoy doing it.
Yeah. Well, speaking about the two girls at home, how old are your two children, Shannon?
Braylee is going to be 8 in June, and Chesney is going to be 3 in June. They're a day apart for sake.
That's a handful.
So, are you so we don't usually go to Junior Nationals because the birthdays are the 22nd and 23rd, which is usually right around Junior National time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you never see us there.
Are you done, Shannon, or do you, are you ever going to have any more, or is this it?
Not by purpose, no.
Okay. I think 2 is plenty, you know what I mean? I think our dogs are plenty. Oh, my gosh. Well, how do you find time? I mean, look, you have 2 kids. You've got, you're a show promoter. You're, how do you find time? I mean, that's. I think it's just, this is our listeners. Like, how do you find time as a to do the routine, the training, the dieting, everything else with everything going on in your life?
Well, you know, thank goodness they're in school. Chesney, my youngest, is in school 3 times a week. So I, you know, get some of my training down when she's in school. Braylee's in school all day, you know, her normal, she's in 2nd grade. So I get a lot of the training done, a lot of my clients send in, and usually at night, because I'm a cardio person, he makes me do tons of cardio, so I usually have 2 hours. And there's some nights that, you know, I got to get the little one to bed, and I'm on doing cardio starting at 10 o'clock, and I get 2 hours to do. Those days suck, but, you know, I do what I got to do. And practice time, I'm able to take them to a certain gym, and they can actually sit there and watch me if they want to, or I have a mom that really helps out a lot, and I can take them over there, and she'll watch them for me. But, you know, it works out. I get some help, which is good. And I have a gym in my house that Trey put on. We added onto our house. We have a full gym,
nice.
Cardio equipment, everything. So I just walk down the hall and can do that. I don't have to go to the gym.
Very cool.
I have to go to the gym to practice my routines.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, last week we had JM on the show, and I know you're part of JMP Management. How long have you been with them now, Shannon?
Actually, since the beginning, since I turned pro. So I've been with them since 99.
Oh, my gosh. Are
you
one of
them? Are great.
Are you one of his longest girls? I mean, yeah, you've
been with him. Me and Adela, I think, have been with him the longest. He signed Adela right before he signed me, so.
Wow. You know, when you did figure, what did you, I mean, I can't even imagine, like, if I was a figure coming from fitness, just your wanting and desire, just because I'm a performer too. How did you feel being a figure competitor? Were you like, nah, there's no way I can do this because I just missed that element of fitness?
At the time, I was getting like sick feelings before routine time, and I was like, I'm not having fun. This isn't fun. I wasn't enjoying performing. When it was all said and done, I was over. Then I was good, but. You know, once I started doing figure, I was like, oh, this is kind of boring. You know, what am I going to do next? But it was, you know, a different change. But after a while, I started missing that. And, you know, getting back into it, I really realize now that it is fun and it's challenging and it's something that you make yourself feel like you're a little bit more of an athlete as opposed to just having a pretty body.
Yeah, we give you fitness athletes a lot of credit. When we were watching you guys at the Arnold, we were just like, wow, oh, wish we could do that. So, you know, you're incredible. And, you know, honestly, you're an inspiration to so many women out there. And I was wondering if you can give some women advice out there who have children and they're like, no, it's too late to compete or be successful. I have kids now. What would you tell them? Because you're obviously proving that wrong.
You know, I just tell them you got to have a goal. And once you have a goal that's in a date set, you can do anything. And, you know, just set your mind to it. It's hard, but it's well worth it. And it's very rewarding in the end. And it shows your children that it's good to be fit and healthy and, you know, teaches them a lifestyle that they can live with.
Well, you know, Shannon, we're almost done, so I know you can get back to all the excitement over there, and I'm telling you, we love you right now, just so you know. After winning 2 back-to-back shows, though, what's next? Are you just going to focus on the Olympia, or do you have something else underneath your sleeve over there?
I don't know. I mean, I got a couple of shows that we're promoting coming up, and then, you know, right now I need to talk to JM and see what he thinks I should do, and, you know, just take it day by day right now. It's a joy today and being out here with my kids and my family.
That's the key, man. It's balance, one day at a time, not thinking too far in advance, and just enjoying the moment. And we enjoyed the moment with you here today. And Shannon, thank you again. Tell Trey we really appreciate, you know, taking you, allowing us to take you away from him.
Family, I know.
Yeah, away from family. And we will see you. I think, Chris, are you going to go down to the Junior USAs?
No, I'll be on stage in California.
Oh, my gosh,
day.
That will
be
so
good. Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you. Yeah, I was like, oh, no, I'm going to miss their show this year. Yeah, I found out that it landed on the same weekend.
Well, me and Dave will definitely be down there firing it up. And if you know, if you ever need anything, Shannon, let me know, because I'll be there. So I'll be doing makeup and tanning and whatever. So if anybody needs help, just you say the word.
I will do it. Thank you very much.
Muscle Girls, Inc.
ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Lisewski, IFBB Pro. You're listening to Muscle Girls, Inc.
Our next guest was voted Bodybuilding.com's Photographer of the Year for 2008. He is an extremely familiar face in the press pit of many NPC and IBB shows. He also covers some of the ground and pound at UFC events. He's a published photographer of many of today's top fitness publications like Flex, Iron Man Magazine, Muscle Fitness, Oxygen, DXL, NPC News, and many more. And he's also the owner of his own brand strategy and design firm and creator of the very popular hardbody.com. So let's please welcome the very talented Isaac Hines to our show. Welcome to Muscle Girls, Inc., Isaac.
Wow, that was a very flattering intro. Thanks, Chrissy.
You did all the hard work. You deserve all that.
That's pretty well said there, Chrissy.
Yeah, you did your homework. I'm impressed.
We work very hard on our intros, Isaac.
Nice job. How are you, Paulette?
Good, very good.
Well, Isaac, I know you're super busy, and you were at the Europa Super Show in Orlando all weekend, but I was wondering if you can please give our listeners some highlights from the Europa weekend.
The Europa Super Show of Champions. Well, it was Ed and Betty took the show to Orlando this weekend and basically duplicated what they did in Dallas. And anybody that's been to Dallas, it was pretty much exactly like Dallas. Same venue. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I wish wasn't the same was the background. Like, the background's been the same for, like, the last 2 years, so hopefully they change that up for Dallas. But, I mean, because from a photographer standpoint, like, it looks like you have the same photos for the last 2 years. But it was the exact blueprint. They took what works in Dallas and applied it to Orlando. And I talked to a few sponsors, and they seemed pretty happy with the traffic. I was tied to in the press pit from the entire time, from the NPC portion to the pros, and so I didn't really get a chance to see the expo much, but the night show I know had quite a bit of traffic, but from a show standpoint, You know, from the, there wasn't any female bodybuilding or 202, so it went much quicker, because that was one thing that I know myself, it's a long day when you're, when you have to cover, like last December, everything was there, every facet of the pro categories were there, but fitness and figure for the female side of things. And I was really impressed with the Canadians. Miriam Capes has changed her physique tremendously since mm-hmm. she turned pro. She packed a lot of muscle when she first came on the scene. I think her debut was in 2007 in Dallas, Europa, and she's really, really streamlined her physique. I don't know who she's training with or what she's been doing for that, but her physique has totally transformed, and she's just a stud on stage. Like, she's the one that blew me away. I walked away with that. Like,
she blew me away in New York. She's unbelievable.
Yeah. You get to see her in New York. I wasn't in New York, but, I mean, yeah, it seemed, yeah. Like, so you know what I'm talking about mm-hmm. in terms of routines.
Another
like,
level for her.
Yeah, this 45-second routine, she's doing, like, a backflip standing there, and like no running, no nothing, just all of a sudden, boom.
Isaac, wow. Did she do the routine with the pole, that 7-foot pole or whatever?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah, it's mesmerizing, you know. It's kind of like when Oksana, for me, it's like when Oksana came on stage and it was something different and everybody's mm-hmm. talking about it, but in a different way. I mean, it wasn't Oksana Grishina's style, but just power, like. And I think she's got a gymnastics background, and it looked like it did anyways. I mean, some of the moves she was doing, just flipping around on stage was... So, you know, her and Mindy O'Brien, both in the routine rounds, really stood out, and that's where I think what launched them into the top three. I haven't taken a close look at the scorecards, but I'm assuming, you know, they're kind of in the mix, like, I'd say probably 2 through 5 in the physique rounds, mm-hmm. and then the routine rounds, just both of them, I think... Yeah, between the two of them, I think they took 1 and 2 in the routine rounds. Mindy was, you know, she did awesome too, and she kind of came in at the last minute type of thing from what Doug Schneider, who she works with up in Canada, told me that, which is a good move for her. You know, now she's qualified for Olympia. So, and Shannon, yeah, props to Shannon, because I always give her a hard time, but she did a really good job. Like, her routine's polished. I think she was, you know, in the mix of the top 3 or 4 for routines, and I liked it. You know, it's to be whatever she is, 40 or
yeah.
I think she just turned 40, and like the flexibility and to be able to do the things she's doing, it's just
she's like overcome a shattered ankle, a meniscus, ACL tear, patella tendon bruise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mm-hmm. like
two little girls, and then I know they're getting ready for the Junior USA next month. You know, with all the things going on, and I mean, she's living proof that stop making excuses. If you want to do it, you can find a way to do
Absolutely.
It.
So do you agree with the top three then in the figure and fitness?
I do. For fitness, I totally agree with I don't know what a lot of times I'll do my just kind of train of thought after the show, and I don't even remember what I put up on Hard Body, but I agree with it. I mean, for fitness, definitely thought Erin Riley, yeah, I think if she streamlines her physique a little bit more.
Erin's good.
I like her energy. She's definitely got the rocker vibe going for her, you know, like hardcore metal, like in her routine. Another thing from a photography standpoint that's cool, she's got her choreography to her routine down so well to where, like, it goes with the beats of her music. So mm-hmm. when a drum hits or, like, she times it to where she's hitting the move, which is pretty cool. And I think she could qualify for the Olympia coming up. And then, Tina Durkin slipped a little bit, but, you know, it's probably time for her to rest and go into the Olympia later this year. But, yeah, the top three for fitness for sure. And then for figure, yeah, actually, I had Heather Mae French, who, looking at the scorecard this morning, she only lost by 1 point. But I had her winning the show, which it would have been the top three, either of theirs first pro win. Mm-hmm, Nicole Wilkins, who it's just interesting to see how much better she does in figure. I didn't see her in New York. Clay, you could, you know, probably testify to what she looked like in New York. I can't, you know, only going by pictures. And that's the thing, like, taking pictures, I always tell people, it only tells part of the story, because if a photographer catches them at an off moment,
right,
you know, their stage presence, and both of you guys as competitors know that. So it's like sometimes you see photos that are very flattering of you
mm-hmm.
and others not so much. So, yeah, like being at the show, you know, there's many other factors of, you know, how did they present themselves? Was it, you know, the photo was in a bad time, you know, whatever it was, by trying to judge a show off from photos. But I had Heather winning, but I had no problem with Nicole winning. I mean, Nicole's, I think she's, you know, she's a fresh face of fitness or figure, whichever she chooses. Mm-hmm. You know, she's on the next issue of Flex. They're doing the swimsuit issue, and I got to see that this weekend. She photographs well. I think it's something that the industry needs, like the new, because there's, and no offense to the people that have been around a while, but it's just fitness. I mean, that's why I was stoked to see Miriam Capes, somebody new that's coming, you know, that needs to come up in the ranks, because you have Jen Hendershot and Tracy Greenwood and Chin, and, you know, no, again, no offense to them. It's mm-hmm. up to them how long they stay in it, but, you know, there needs to be that new life coming through when they decide to step out. And then Monica, you know, a lot of people had Monica winning. Other people had her in fourth. And
I mean, are they ever going to let Monica win a pro show, though? I mean, are they ever going
to? Yeah, you know, I actually just finished doing
nice,
a shoot with Monica.
I mean, because she's really good, you know?
Yeah, and it's just one of those things to where it's like, will she ever win a show? I would say no. I mean,
yes,
it's kind of now, it's like, and that's what I did a shoot with Monica today, and Ryan Nover, we were talking a little bit, and it was one of those things to where, yeah, like as a competitor, you want to win. Obviously, you train to win.
Of
like
course.
You want to win. And you know, my point to her too, though, was we're always talking about Monica, and it's look at how many people win shows and they never get talked about.
Yeah.
Whereas with Monica, I mean, yeah, it sucks that we're talking about her and exactly that. Will she ever win a show?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, her name is always out there. So if she was always winning shows, which would we still be talking about her as much? Yeah, maybe, but I don't know. I mean, it is the question that's always ongoing. And yeah, I think she's just come to that place to where it's like, you know, if I don't win a show, I'm still happy with that, because she's just got a new sponsorship, and you know, she's doing her camps, and people are still talking about her.
But it's like kind of like what you said, that it's still, she's been in the industry so long, and things just kind of become what they are. And when fresh faces come on the scene, it's like, I guess it's, you know, figure is such an interesting thing, because all those girls are beautiful. So then what becomes the new trend? Like, what's the new, you know, is it Coca-Cola or is it Pepsi? You know?
Right.
And so,
right.
Or it's just tricky, you know, when it gets to.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, that's just one of those things to where it's like, what do? You know, are you bitter and hate the world, or do you keep competing? And for her, you know, she's a perfect example of, because you're not going to get rich by competing.
No, hell no. Yep.
So what are you going to do to turn it into something? And Monica's turned it into something.
Yeah, yeah, she's done a great job. We actually had her on the show previously, and, you know, she has such a good outlook on everything. And she said, you know, I compete for myself and for my fans. You know, she goes, of course I want to win, but, you know, you're not always going to win the shows. But, you know, she has a tremendous fan base, and even seeing her, you know, every time she competes, the crowd gets going every time she walks out on that stage, so.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, I forget about sometimes, because, you know, like, become friendly with them, and I forget the status that she still holds in the industry. And that's,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like, I don't want to, like, I caught myself when I'm talking with her today, of like, yeah, like, she's been around for a long time, which seems like forever, you know, she's winning the Fitness Olympia in the 90s, and then, you know, here it is 2009, and, but, you know, props, it's not like she's 80 years old, she's, you know, still in her 30s, but it's like, in the fitness world, it's like, wow, you're still here, you know.
Yeah, it's a long time.
But, you know, I'm sure she was disappointed. Who, you know, pretty much everybody's disappointed unless you win, you know. It's like,
right.
The person truly happy is the person who takes home first, I think. But,
you're right.
You know, Nicole, I think Nicole deserved it, too. Mm-hmm. I had no problem with Nicole winning. I mean, she's a pretty girl. She has a balanced physique. Like I said, I had Heather winning just because I thought Heather was a little bit tighter, but, you know, it's, and like you said, Colette, it's at this level, I mean, they're all beautiful. It's, you know, you got to take it into context. That's where women who play 16th, you know, they can walk down the street and turn heads left and right, but then you put them on stage and then they're being compared to, you know, equally smoking hot women and, you know, incredible physiques. And same with Aaron Stern, you know, I shot Aaron after Monica, and yeah, you know, perfect. She was just so happy to be able to meet Monica and talk to her, you know, because she's like, she doesn't even consider herself still a pro, you know. It's like she turned pro relatively short time competition wise, and now people are asking her for advice, and you know, she's an athlete. Like, she was during the shoot, she's high jumping, you know, and she's like doing scissor kicks over 5 foot.
Did you see that?
Crazy,
did you see that figure competitor I showed Chrissy, the one that placed last? I think she's from Europe. She's ridiculously muscular.
Very muscular.
I would like die for her leg. She came in last place, like 16th in the figure. Obviously, way overly muscular. I'm wondering, like, what goes through some of these. I mean, she could have jumped into bodybuilding. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, and that was my thing too. Like, I kind of
get into bodybuilding. Get these girls. We want to get them in there. You know. So it's.
Yeah, and that's my thing. Like, I mean, I'm kind of a sarcastic. You know, some people don't take my humor too well, but I mean, but it's always motivated by something. And that right. was, I kind of said it in jest, but it's like, yeah, I thought some of the fitness girls should be doing bodybuilding. I mean, I know that you have to, you know, train differently for fitness and figure, but the physiques that they were presenting on stage were just lightweight bodybuilders that, yeah. you know, that could do well. And that's the whole thing. I'd like to see some of those women. Yeah, like a Juliana. Like I.
Oh my gosh! Great body.
Yeah, like her physique is incredible, and she put on a tiny bit of size from where she is, and she loves to train. You know, so that's a big. And I just think there's a stigma still attached to female bodybuilding, to where women, even the women I talk to that I suggest that, they're like, oh, I don't want to do that. But I think they picture like the most grotesque, you know, female bodybuilder that they can think of, and it's like, that's not what female bodybuilding is about. That's mm-hmm. not what it has.
And that's not what we want it to be about. Like, I mean, I still compete in bodybuilding under my own terms, you know, and I wish more girls right. would find the terms that they want to compete with in female bodybuilding, and that's the way we're going to change it, you know, and make it more attainable.
Well, yeah, and that's what I tell them. I'm like, you could be part of, like, you know, you're going to make yourself more marketable. Would you rather be a top female bodybuilder that people are talking about? And you know, you get sponsorship because of it, or be tied for 16th and nobody talks
about
it.
I know, tied for, yep.
That would you be know, an easy decision, I think.
Yeah, I know.
You would think.
Yeah, but I just think, like, when you mention female bodybuilding, mm-hmm. like, there's so many negative stereotypes, and it's just going to take a few, you know, like, women like yourself, Colette, and women joining you, you know, are marketable, yeah, you know, like, they're doing, like, you're doing so many other things outside the industry, and it's helping female bodybuilding to where it's like, hey, you know, it's still feminine versus...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's bring more awareness to women's bodybuilding.
Yeah, so...
Well, let's
I mean, I had no problem with... I think the top three in figure could have flip-flopped either way, mm-hmm. and then fitness. You know, I totally agree with it.
Well, we wanted to talk about HeartBody.com because, Isaac, it's so popular now, and it's a big resource for information about what's going on in the industry. But I have to ask you this. You know, sometimes you forecast about show placings and how people are going to do. Do you ever take heat or hear from competitors saying, why didn't you mention me? Or, you know, how come you didn't have me winning? Or anything like that?
Do I? Does a bear take a dump in the woods? Yeah, of course. Like, you know, all the time. But that's my whole point of, like, I mean, let's be realistic. When it comes to figure, it's kind of a glorified bikini contest. I mean, it's no disrespect to the women that train. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I know how hard they train. I've worked out with them, and they kick my butt. But it's, like, when it comes time for the show, like, what are you going to talk about? Like, oh, Chrissy, you really hit that front pose. What's much better than, you know, X, Y, Z? Like, or, yeah, I mean... So I do it to get people talking, and it mm-hmm. generates interest. Because, I mean, yeah, people, the men get all the publicity, in the, well, not all, but the most of the publicity in the magazines and online. And, yeah, it's so for me, it's my way of trying to generate interest in the female events of let's get people talking. And sometimes I'll place people where, I mean, I don't necessarily think that's where they're going to place, but I do it just to generate, like, some buzz. You know, mm-hmm. So I'll place somebody second. Like, Shannon's always busting my chops because I never... In predictions, I never have her doing well. And then she does well, and she's like,
see?
Don't ever place me high in your predictions, because then I'll lose or break a hip or something. You know? So,
right. we,
but yeah, I catch heat all the time. Like, people really take it seriously, and it's, like, nothing personal. But, yeah, I mean, and I've had it with the guys, too, to where they're my best buddy if I uh-huh. pick them in the top spot or them winning. And but if I don't, like, they're backstage it's scowling so... at me and won't pose for a picture. You know?
No, we all have to learn how to, like, laugh at ourselves. I think bodybuilders take themselves way too seriously. It's unbelievable. Oh. They do. They're like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, like, my workings with the MMA world, that's what makes me realize a little bit more. And I think with the MMA guys, they don't have anything to prove, and they know that, like, hey, dude, I could beat you up at any given time, so whatever. Whereas bodybuilders, like, do take themselves too serious, and, like, there's so much insecurity with some of them that it's like they're trying to overcompensate. Like, dude, just relax. Like, you're the man. I got it. You know, like
Isaac, news for you. Every single bodybuilder, figure, fitness competitor is an overcompensator. Have you looked at the size of people's breast implants? They just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
You're all right, Christy. There's much worse out there. There's much worse.
Come on, the new improved gummies are
good. I'm not complaining about that.
Believe me, I'm already, yeah. Right, that's true. Wait a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, but, Isaac, how
do you? That's my whole thing with that.
How do you come up with, like, who you're going to post and who's the feature or highlight on your site?
Well, for me, it's just I try to mix it up between people that have been around a long time and then people who are coming on the scene. And sometimes, now that it's taken off over the last year, I have so many people emailing me. And, yeah, I don't put up everything, but that's my whole point, too, for it, of, like, trying to make it something where it's like a message board. Anybody can post anything under any name, and hey, we featured you, and that's great, but I want to have it, like, start to take on some credibility, so I'm not just posting, like, hey, Chrissy blew her nose, hey, you know, Colette combed her hair, you know, it's like, so if I post it, then it's, you know, it makes it feel like it's a little bit something more, but how I decide is just, you know, like, I go out, and that's the thing where some people are like, oh, we always have people giving you information, and no, I actively seek it out. Like, I don't just wait for it to fall in my lap. Like, mm-hmm. I'll contact people, and I see somebody's on the list, and, you know, maybe I saw them place fourth in the routines, and I really like the routine, so I'll, you know, like, contact them and ask them how they felt, or somebody who got second, you know, like, how are you training differently, or somebody won, you know. Like, I'm always in, and that's the approach I take from it, and why to choose who I do is just looking for that storyline. And I think everybody has a story. It's just, mm-hmm. some are more interesting than others. So that's what I try and get at. Like, I featured Jessica Anderson, who's a bikini girl, and I met her at the Arnold. Thought she was cute and had potential, and she's, you know, she had a story where she's a Navy corporal or a corpsman. And, yeah, so that's here's a cute girl who's doing something other than just working out, you know. So from my standpoint, it's like, and that's what I'd encourage people to do, is how are you going to tell your story? Like, what's your story, and what makes you different than anybody else? And that's what it turned into, the monthly column with Muscle and Fitnessers. To, you know, they saw what I was doing online with Hard Buddy, and then, hey, can you, you know, kind of take that and do something extension of that in the magazine, which... Yeah, I still think print in any capacity holds more credibility than online. And it's, you know, I enjoy doing the online stuff. I've built a ton of websites years ago. But when you're in print, it's still, you know, it still holds something. Like, it's tangible.
I argue about that with Dave. Dave's like, oh, the internet's going to take over, you know, printed magazines. Pretty soon it's only going to be on the internet. You're going to have little handheld computers that are going to flip the magazines. I mean, maybe true that, but I still think there's still something about the written word on real actual paper, something you can tangible, like you said, it's tangible. Yeah. You can hold in your hand. Mm-hmm. You can feel it for real.
Yeah, well, and that's my thing. I mean, I think the internet's great. It's definitely changed the whole industry.
Right.
I mean, like, years ago, you'd have to wait for the magazines to come out, unless you went to the show, but now it's so immediate. Like, I mean, here I am, you know, tweeting, putting it out on Twitter of the call-outs, and people follow that and get it instantly, you know, like, as it happens type of thing, versus, you know, waiting for a magazine. But I think it's still, like, if you ask, and it's an ongoing debate, I think it's a good discussion, to where would you rather be featured on the homepage of a website, or have your picture, an 8x10 or even a, you know, half-page picture in, you know, Flex, Muscle Fitness, MD, you know, whatever, Ironman. Like, I think the majority of people would like to see themselves in print.
I know.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, versus being on the, because it's like anybody can, and it's, again, nothing against the websites, because I run one and I'm a part of them, but mm-hmm. they're just, I think it's like so, it's become such old hat that anybody could be featured, and it's so immediate and it's so accessible that now print's taking on a, you know, like, it's going back to, like, if you're in print, then hey, you know, that actually kind of still means something, at least
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, people just see you covering the shows, and they don't realize, you know, how many different sites and magazines that you actually cover. So I just want to ask you this. You know, you shoot for bodybuilding.com, and like I mentioned earlier, you were voted their photographer of the year. You shoot for NPC News, Flex. So how do you balance working with so many different publications and different sites?
Well, I'm in a good position. I mean, it just depends on who sends me. Like, this weekend I'm with bodybuilding.com, and I started out doing interviews with them, not knowing anybody really in the industry, and just started doing interviews. like on their website, and then turn into contest coverage. And then, but with, when I go for bodybuilding.com, you know, it goes to their website, which allows me to then work with NPC News or work with Flex, because there's no real conflict, because bodybuilding.com just cares about theirs. Now, if I go for another magazine, they own the photos, and that's, you know, that's their photos. But I'm in a unique position to where, like, everybody that I work with all gets along, so to speak. So, I mean, I couldn't go and cover a show for Flex and then give them to Muscle Mag, because they're competing magazines. But I'm just very fortunate to be in that position where everybody gets along, and there's no conflicts to where the, and I think that's, you know, it helps the industry, because if I go and I can put them up on bodybuilding.com and people want to see them right away, well, I mean, a lot of people will check them out for that first week, and unless you compete in the show, you're really not going to go back to the contest unless you have a reason for it. But then if you see it in the magazines, and it's like, hey, cool, you know, like if I do a candid shot because I went with bodybuilding.com, and then it's now able to appear in Muscle and Fitness Hers, yeah, then it's, then the, everybody wins. I mean, obviously I have content, but then the people that I am able to get published, they're in the magazines, which goes back to our previous conversation. So,
well, Isaac, how did you get involved in shooting? Okay, now you've done the whole bodybuilding scene, the whole figure fitness bodybuilding, and then now the UFC. I mean, how did you get involved in that? And, like, do you have a preference? Do you sometimes like to break it up and be in that kind of an arena?
Yeah, well, my background, I mean, I wrestled from kindergarten all through high school. So, and I can relate to the guy, and I didn't take any mixed martial arts, and, you know, the UFC wasn't big like it is now, but, like, from a wrestling background and sports background, like, for me, it's still, I still enjoy sports and athletics, and that's what I love about living in Denver is, you know, it's a sports town. And so, for me, it's, the MMA side of things is fun because there's action. And that's what I like about fitness. You know, fitness, there's things going on. And it's not, I'm not trying to take away from bodybuilding or figure, but it's, you know, I always joke around, like, a trained monkey could do what I do. Like, if you have your settings right, like, and there's going to be the stage stuff. You know, it's like, it is what it is. I mean, sure, the more I've shot, and I joke about that, but it's, like, there are, Bill Comstock, you know, I think he takes the best contest coverage there is when it comes to photography. His photos always look great, and but the more you shoot, the more you know how to time certain poses. And, you know, when somebody's hitting a friendable bicep and not posting something unflattering, like, you know, if you're hitting a rear lat spread, you're going to blow your stomach out. Well, if you're at a, you know, side angle, that's not a picture you want to post. And I'm mindful of that, you know. Like, I've competed twice myself, which I don't put out there a lot, but I understand to a certain degree of what goes into competing. And I don't want to put out bad photos because that makes them look bad, but back to the MMA thing, for me, it's just happened through bodybuilding.com. But they started covering the shows, and I was fortunate to go to those events, and I like it. You know, it, for me, it gives me a good balance because I still like bodybuilding and training, but the MMA guys are just, from my experience, are so chill, and I think it just goes back to what I mentioned earlier. Like, they don't have anything to prove. Like, they're not overcompensating for anything, and it's funny to see them. You know, they all train, they take supplements, they diet. And, well, for the most part, the guys I've met, I mean, I know there's some that don't train as hard or watch their diets as well, but they follow, like, they read the magazines, and they're following, like, hey, you know, what did XYZ bodybuilder take, or what's, you know, how much protein is he having? They eat multiple meals. And so it's interesting to work with those guys, and I enjoy it because it mixes it up, but, you know, that was a long-winded answer, but short answer is just
you're so cute.
You know?
Right.
Who's your favorite fighter, UFC fighter?
It's become Brock Lesnar because I got to actually, my first cover that I got was with Flex, and I know that caused a lot of controversy because it was Randy Couture versus Brock Lesnar for their fights, and that made the cover, like, right in the Olympia issue, and then Dexter was on the cover after that. But, yeah, and my argument is, well, if there's UFC fighters and it brings in more people buying the magazine, it just exposes you to more people to bodybuilding. And that's my whole point with the MMA thing. Like, a lot of people are like, well, why is bodybuilding getting involved with MMA? And my thing is, like, don't try and stop it. Like, embrace it, because if more people become aware of our industry, it's only going to help it. You know, it's like, the more people become exposed to it, more people may compete, you know, so on and so forth. But Brock Lesnar is originally from South Dakota, and shooting with him, like, he was recruited to go to the same college that I went to, and it's a little podunk school in South Dakota. So, yeah, that was, it was kind of cool to have, here's a guy who's, like, the top of the UFC chain, and he's, we're talking football at Northern State University in Aberdeen, South Dakota, you know, which is totally random, you know, 99.9% of the population has no clue what that is, but... So, yeah, he's cool. But
he's a big boy.
A lot of the guys are cool.
Yeah, I actually met Frank Mir this past Arnold, and he was a pretty, you know, down-to-earth, really cool guy. He was at the Nutribolics booth at the Arnold.
Yeah, I actually lost a bet to Rodney from Nutribolics. They sponsored his Shogun last night, and I told him that Shogun would lose to Chuck Liddell, and I think Chuck's been partying or something too much because he got pummeled, so... I lost to Rodney, now I have to pay that debt back. So, do you guys follow the UFC?
Yeah, actually, you know, when we started getting hooked, Troy and I watched The Ultimate Fighter, you know, that reality series, we started getting hooked on that, and I was like, what's this about?
Yeah, that's good. That's
and,
fun
yeah,
to watch.
And I fell in love with the sport. So, you know, now we catch the UFC events whenever we can, and I was like, wow, I think I'm actually going to start taking some MMA classes just to vary it up a little bit. So,
you know, and I talked to so many women that have said that. Like, they end up, like, wanting, and I think that's, well, I mean, you can speak better than I, but the women that I've talked to enjoy, like, they're looking to, there's only so many times you can go in the gym and do, you know, tricep pushdowns, you know, 12 times. It's like, how can I mix up what my training and make it fun and interesting? And it seems like a lot of women are getting into the classes.
Yeah, I was talking to, you know, Momo at the Arnold, and, you know, she was at the BSM booth, and she actually put this guy in some kind of, like, rear naked chokehold or something, and he was out. Because he was like, no, you can't choke me out. And he was, like, you know, giving her crap, you know, but you see this beautiful woman, you know, she doesn't look, like, overly muscular or anything. She's like, really? You know, so she came over and told me the story, and I was in hysterics. She put the guy out, and they're like, everyone, she's like, Chrissy, they thought I killed him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, it's fun because, like, well, excuse me, you guys both know Ron from Get Big. He's like, and everybody, that's the funny thing, and everybody always sees us together having fun, taking pictures, and they're like, so I'm here in Orlando, and they're like, where's Ron? Contrary to popular belief, we're not attached to the hip. Ron was at the Emerald Cup, I was in Orlando, but Ron's like, hey, Momo, choke Isaac, like, pretend like you're choking Isaac out, and I'll take a picture. And she put me in that move, and like, I was started, I'm like, you know,
oh,
I tapped. I'm like, stop. It's seriously
like,
hurting.
Enough,
like,
right.
My throat was hurting for like 10 minutes afterwards. I'm like, that seriously hurt. That wasn't cool.
Right,
and
that
guy was giving
cool.
her crap like, oh, yeah, you think you're so tough. You can't, like, you couldn't choke that guy out. Well, and then she's like, oh, you don't think so? And the guy didn't tap. So it's like, in MMA, if you're not tapping, like, you know, she doesn't know that the guy's passing out. And the guy passes out on her, and, you know, it freaked her out. She was like, I didn't know what happened. And she's like, I knew what happened, but, like, everybody around me thought he was dead. And it's like, no, I just rested down. I'm like, yeah. So, I mean, even though you're a chick and you may be attractive and, you know, you model, it's like, some of these women are, you know, just because you're an attractive woman doesn't mean that you can't be taken seriously in the MMA side of things.
Yeah, cause some damage.
I mean, Gina Carano is the perfect example of that. You know, she's attractive and she's kind of the poster child for female MMA, but, you know, she's no joke when it comes to getting in there.
Well, Isaac, I wanted to ask you, because I know I get this question asked quite often about how I got sponsored by ALR Industries, so this question comes up often. I was wondering, what do you tell, you know, women competitors that starting out there, because everyone thinks it's so easy to get a sponsorship, and they want to know, so when people ask you, how do I get a sponsorship, what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them they have to have, like, don't go to sponsorship until you're organized. Like, don't just contact ALRI or Species or... you know, ABB, whoever, and say, hey, you know, I'm a competitor. Are you sponsoring people? It's like, well, you know, like, what do you bring to the table? So,
exactly.
I mean, if you're going to approach
so
a company,
true.
Don't just do
That's
it.
So true.
Don't come to me and say, I'm a competitor. I'm looking for sponsorship. Well, hey, sweetie, guess what?
So
there
is
are 800 other people.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So have your stuff together. I mean, and tell people what, like, sell the company on yourself. And I think that's the biggest problem people have is just selling themselves. Because you have to tell them, I mean, because if you're going to represent my company and I own a supplement company, like, I want you, like, what are you going to do for me? I mean, ultimately, that's what it comes down to. So if you don't tell them what you're going to do for them, they're not going to pay attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I mean, different companies are looking for different things, and sometimes it's fit, sometimes it's not. And, you know, some people are looking for a certain look, which, you know, it is what it is. I mean, if you don't have that look, don't take it personal. That's their preference. Mm-hmm. But if you go into it and you approach them with, here's what I do, here's what I can do to you and or do for you, and you know, and the thing I see is, like, I always ask, well, you know, what makes you different? And that's what companies are looking for. Well, what makes you any different than the 800 other girls mm-hmm. that are contacting mm-hmm. me? And you have to be able to set yourself apart from everybody else. And if you say, I'm a personal trainer and I compete in figure, you're not really setting yourself apart. So, you know, pitching the companies on what makes you different and what you can bring to the table, and having that, not everybody has that personality.
I mean, I can't tell you, we get these emails from people. It goes, so, the people that actually we've actually given product to or did sponsorships for, they were so, they had either sent us a compelling letter, like exactly what you said. They were so much more professional in the presentation. It made me want to give them a chance, at least. I mean, this random email, oh, I just won the blah, blah, blah. Right, I'm looking for, I'm like, okay, well, next. It's the reality of it, you know?
Yeah, I just won the Outback Swamp Classic.
Right. I really want sponsorship. Oh, really? Great. You know?
Yeah, I think you made a good point, Isaac. You know, what are they going to bring to the table? How are they going to make the company
money?
This is
a competitive market mm-hmm. we've got here. There's a million beautiful girls out there. What makes you different?
And that's the other thing, too, is communicate what it is you're looking for. Like, some people are perfectly happy with the, you know, saying they're sponsored and just getting free product. Mm-hmm. Other people's idea of being sponsored is wanting 10 grand a month, and it's like, well, good luck with that, you know? Yeah. So, but, you know, being realistic is the other thing. And then if you don't want to work, I mean, it's not glamorous work, as you both know, working in a booth at the Arnold.
It's hard work. Yeah.
So you got to have somebody who, you got to have an upbeat personal attitude. And that's the thing, it's almost like acting. To where I have companies that'll ask me for, you know, hey, do you have anybody that could work for our booth? And I kind of know now, like, certain companies, what type of girl would be a fit for them and what wouldn't. And a perfect example is Muscle Milk. I mean, they're looking for somebody who would be a fit for their booth. And I know the girls that work there, and it's not, they're not going to be wearing, pasties and painted on tops. And again, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. If that's the supplement company's choice, yeah, so be it. But that's not that, you know?
I just have to laugh, Isaac, because you know who I work for. You know that's what he's about. What do you want me to do, you know?
Isaac, it was hot. It was pretty hot, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, then that's, like, if that's the way they want to be marketed, cool. But, then I would send them a different type of girl than what I would recommend for Muscle Milk.
Of course.
But it's also, you know, and sometimes it's like a guy or a girl just wants a hot chick at their booth. Like, we only want a blonde with big boobs and a booty. It's like, okay, you know, it is what it is. That's their choice. Mm-hmm. That's their company. They can market however they want. I don't have to agree with it, but it's like, you know, that's their company. But, you know, but when working a booth, that's my thing, is if they want you to be handing out, you know, giving product away or doing sampling, like, you have to be an actress. It's like, yeah, I don't care if you hate it. Like, while you're at the booth, pretend like you like it. Like, pretend like that person you're talking to is the most interesting person in the world. Mm-hmm. Even if they're, like, the most disgusting, smelly guy that hasn't showered in 3 days.
Just like all my fans, usually.
You know, like, put on a smile and, like, pretend like you're having fun, because
you're right.
You know, the people are watching you that hired you. Like, and if you're texting and you're, you know, just not paying attention to people, or, you know, they're not going to hire you again. So.
Well, Isaac, what do you think? Well, let's talk a little bit actually about you being the creator and owner of Lift Studios. Talk about your design firm and what you offer people, how they can get in touch with you, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you can get in touch on my website. It's liftstudios.com. And I didn't realize until I, like, say it, like, LIFT, like, you're lifting weights. So liftstudios.com. And I started out doing websites. I did anywhere from Monica Branson, Adela Garcia's, to, you know, no-name people who are just personal training. But I don't do that. Like, I haven't built a website in almost 2 years, aside from a blog.
I know, because I took over Chrissy's.
I know. And I feel bad, you know. It's like one of those things.
I felt like, Chrissy,
don't
you
don't feel bad. I know you are so busy. I was like, I was just being patient because I was like, I know Isaac's the best at this. I know
no,
he's
you
so
are
good.
Really good. Isaac, you're very talented.
So I was like, just waiting patiently. So no hard feelings. Well, like, I think you're awesome and stuff. But I was like, I think I still need to. But now it's my fault. Now I'm the.
No, Chrissy's terrible, Isaac. She's not. I'm wondering if it was you or her. I'm like, Chrissy, yo, what's up with the pictures? I mean, you're doing nothing for me here.
I know. Now I'm
I talk to you every
one.
Week. I'm getting zip.
Yeah. Well, and that was the thing, too. Was for me, it's just like, I'm all, Lift Studios is me, and I have contractors for when I was doing websites. I still maintain, like, I have a gym site that I do in Colorado, the gym I go to, and I have a programmer that I work with who does the programming things. But I know my strengths and my weaknesses, and it took me a while to just be, you know, it's okay to be honest. Like, mm-hmm. My problem was I felt like I had to take on everything that came my way. And I end up having 50 projects. And, I mean, there's worse problems to have, but then people end up getting upset because you're not finishing their work, and it's not doing them any good, and you're not, you know, benefiting you any good by taking on work that you can't complete. So that was the biggest challenge. And now, I'm not trying to be, you know, ooh, I'm better than that, but it's just not where my business is now. Mm-hmm. Now it's writing and photography. And I'm fortunate to be able to do that. And
it takes time.
I still enjoy websites and the design. It's just not worth my time to do that.
I mean, Isaac,
being
like
one person,
I enjoy doing it. Like, I have, it's my own business too with web design. And sometimes it's an escape for me, and I just like to, you know, I'm sure you like that creative aspect, but it's it's getting harder and harder for me to have that moment in time where I can be creative and then I don't feel pressure to like get something done. I mean, I took on some websites and I'm sure you've dealt with this where the programming was beyond your understanding. Like, I'm dealing with this site right now that's like, it's a program, it's not a basic HTML, it's something beyond my even scope of understanding, and you're just like, you know what, I'm not interested. I don't want to go there. I don't have the time. Yeah. I'm sorry. You know?
And yeah, no, for sure. I definitely ran into that, and that was my thing. And it's one of those things to where I, you know, I went to art school and then worked at an ad agency, and sometimes it is what it is. Like, I would always try and make a website more than just a competitor's website, and at the end of the day, like, you're not going to have much more than a bio or about me and galleries and contact, and then if you have a member site. I mean, there's only so many times you can do that and still feel like you're being creative.
Mm-hmm. I agree,
you can have different pictures. Now, if they have, like, really great photos to work with, cool, you know. But after a while, it's like it's the same. It becomes almost a template type thing. Yeah. And that's where, I, like, for me, it just stifled me creatively, and where I'm like, I'm doing the same thing over and over and over. And same with the programming. It's like, it's not worth my time to try and manage somebody, and then they're not reliable, and then it reflects that on you, and it's like, you know, in order to do it. And now it's like, you know, everybody thinks that just because, like, the technology's come of age, and they can put out a website on their own, it's like, well, why would I pay you a couple thousand dollars to do a site? Like, I have a MySpace page. All right, dude, knock yourself out.
Enjoy
that MySpace page. Go for it. Tell them, go for it. Isaac, I have to ask you, you know your logo. Troy asked me this question. I didn't know the answer. Troy's like, does Isaac have a dog? Because in your Lift Studios little logo, you have a little doggy.
No, I don't have a dog. I like dogs, but that was the thing when I started it. That was conceptually what it is. It's just like one dude and his dog, you know, hitchhiking, like picking up work wherever they can go. I mean,
it's so cute though.
No, I don't
think
have
it's
a
very
dog,
catchy. Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, he travels so often. I wonder if he really does or not.
Exactly.
I go, that's a great question. Let me ask him.
The nomadic. I would love to have a dog, but exactly why I don't have one. It's just not fair to the pooch to, you know, be on the road and gone more than I'm at home. So
yeah, it's hard.
But yeah, no, that's where it came from.
That's
but I mean, that's what I do now is mainly photography and writing, and I enjoy it because I can do that from the road, and I travel so much covering shows now between the Bible and the MMA side of things, and the websites, and that's the thing where I'll recommend people to, like yourself, Colette, or other, you know, and that's the thing where there's so few people that I'm conscious about, and it goes back to what I put on Hard Body. I'm conscious about what I promote, conscious about who I recommend, like when it comes to makeup or hair or websites, because if that person goes there and has a bad experience with them,
it reflects on
it's
you.
It's like, dude, why'd you send me to that girl? You know, why'd you tell her? Why'd you tell me to do makeup with that girl? And she was horrible. She's crazy, you know.
Right.
So that's where, like, you know, I value my position in the industry, and some people assume they know me, and it can be a bit of a smartass on the message boards, but it's like, yeah. when you meet me in person or you talk with me, you know, like, you guys know me, and it's, I may say things online that, but I'll back them up in person.
Yeah, but you're so honest, though. You got to love that, Isaac. Yeah, that's one thing I love. I go, you know, no matter what comes out of Isaac's mouth, he's honest. And, you know, so many people want to say those things, but they don't.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah, and I get that a lot now. It's like, oh, I'm so glad you wrote. Like, a lot of people will email me. They're even afraid to post on Harvey, but they don't want to leave their name. So they'll email me and they'll be like, oh, I'm so glad you said that, or I'm so glad you brought attention to this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Isaac, let's forecast, all right, to this year's Olympia. Do you feel in your heart and mind that there's a clear-cut winner for the women's pro bodybuilding, fitness, and figure at this point?
Female bodybuilding, I still think it's tough for anybody to beat Iris. And she's just...
That's how we feel.
She's kind of like Ronnie on a completely different... You know, for
we
women.
Said,
like,
Isaac, we said on one of our shows, the person that can beat Iris is not even born yet. That's what we said.
I'd agree with that.
She's not even born, you know?
Yeah, she's just a genetic freak.
Totally.
You know, like, it's just like her back... I mean, by the, and, you know, and it's kind of, you know, as a competitor against her, does it motivate you to train harder? Yeah, of course you want to knock out the champ, but then there's that, it's almost like, well, if I get second, I win, because that's what it seemed like at the Arnold anyways. When you see her, it's like,
incredible.
I heard Iris, now who's going to get second? Yeah, so I think she's a clear-cut winner on the female bodybuilding. Fitness, yeah, I think you got to look at Hendershot, but is there a clear winner? No, I mean, they keep flip-flopping with Hendershot and if Adela is able to come back and get back in the mix before the Olympia and recover from her knee injury last year, I think she's in the mix. You know, Tracy Greenwood, yeah, I'm assuming that this may be her last Olympia, so does she go out on top? You know, I think those are the top ones with Julie or Kim Klein on the mix.
How is Adela healing, though? Because she was supposed to do the Arnold. She actually got an invite for Arnold Figure, the international.
Yeah, and I think she just, you know, like, she's a kind of girl, she is a woman that loves to train. So I think with Adela, it was probably guilty of overtraining a bit and not taking the time to properly, when you have an injury, you know, you got to let it
heal,
rest and grow and heal.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think she probably tried to jump into it a little too early and Arnold may have been premature, but I think she's coming back in like Houston or one of the August shows, maybe Atlantic City, and then Olympia.
Okay.
But and then Figure, I mean, I think it's Jen Gates and Zaville, and you know, that's the, in my opinion, those are the two. I don't, personally, I think Jenny Lynn's time has passed. I mean, it's nothing against her personally, but I just wasn't impressed last year. And it's kind of one of those things to where it's, how long does somebody keep competing? And that's, you know, and Monica, you know, I think Monica's got a great physique, but are we ever going to talk about her in the Olympia mix? No, I don't think so. But I think it's Jen Gates and Zaville at this point. And I honestly think that, you know, someone like Gina, who used to be at the top, needs to take it down a notch. And the way that Figure's been going the last year, I think someone like Gina is just almost like on the verge of becoming a bodybuilder on some level. But I think the other side of the coin too is the judges, hopefully they start sending a message that's consistent, because if you have a Gina in second but as a villain first, that sends, in my opinion, it sends a conflicting message, like, well, what are we looking for? Well,
yeah,
if we're looking for Zaville for a win, shouldn't somebody similar to Zaville be in second?
That's a very good point.
Well, Isaac,
you're
now part of Team Weider and providing more coverage for the women athletes in the industry, which we really appreciate, because it's definitely necessary. We've talked about shows before where the women need more personality so that you can relate to them. You know, like, you can relate to some of these guys. You're like, oh, yeah, Dexter and Ronnie and this. But the women, you need some kind of something to relate to. So with that said, you know, can you tell us more about how that came to be and how that came to come about with you joining Team Weider?
Well, with them, I just, you know, like, I'm kind of like a thorn in people's sides to where, you'll never hear me say I'm bored. So with me, I'm always, like, trying to promote myself or put my work out there. And, I was in constant contact with them with photos. They're like, no, thanks, we're not interested. And then when I started doing hard body, they noticed you know, more people were going there, and I was updating it every day, and I was providing things that other people weren't putting out there. And, you know, there's a few message boards that are good. You know, there's the MD board. There was the, you know, you guys have it on RX Muscle, Sioux Country, you know, Bi-Sport. Like, but the message boards, it ends up becoming the same people visiting the same sites, and it's like you're not really putting out any new information. So that was my position with Hardbody was, let's tell some of these stories. Let's get some of that news and gossip and keep it short and sweet so people's interest is there. They're there, they check it out in the morning or at night, and they're gone. So that was the concept behind it, and that's where, with working with Weider, they wanted to make it kind of an extension in the Muscle and Fitness Hers. And so, I mean, originally I was providing content for Flex, and then just changes that they went through on their end, it became a better fit for what I was doing and the information that I was able to provide on the women for Muscle and Fitness Hers. So my, you know, my contract involves a monthly column, which I got to finish tonight, so it's on the, it ships tomorrow. And, yeah, so I provide that for each issue and then provide photo coverage for them for the column. And, you know, that it's, I'm just happy to be able to start to get the female competitors back out there instead of just, you know, fitness models or celebrities. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but the competitors, you know, getting, and Flex is doing it too. They're starting to put more NPC coverage in the magazine and the muscle mags. You know, they're primarily focused on Canadian side of things, but they're starting to do new things. So the magazines are starting to do new, you know, feature the competitors more, which is cool.
Okay, Isaac, I must ask this because all the ladies out there are wanting to know this. So you know, I must, ask Isaac, okay? For Mr. Isaac Hines, is it boxers?
Yes, I do have big feet.
Oh. Is it what? What'd you say?
I said, yes, I do have big feet. No, I'm just
That was my second question.
Yeah, that was the second question, right?
My first question to you, is it boxers, thong, or briefs for Mr. Isaac Hines?
Neither.
Bare, naked.
I love that.
We love Isaac even more now, Isaac. Knowing that.
Thong? What dude wears a thong?
I'm telling you, there are dudes out there that wear them, Isaac. No joke.
There are. Oh. Trust me. I know them very well, unfortunately.
I'll take your word for it.
Trust me. Blue, red, and black.
You don't need to see the pictures, Isaac. Are you sure you don't want to see some of the pictures?
You know, we don't want to go there, Isaac. I really don't. Blue, red, and black. And I don't want to let you know how I know that, but it's blue, red, and black. Those are the colors.
I'm good. I'll take your word for it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Isaac, thank you so much for, I mean, listen, you've had a crazy weekend. You're nonstop action. You got an article to write. It sounds like you've got an eventful evening ahead of you. And
yeah, I'm not going thong shopping, so.
Bread.
I'll leave that to you.
Black or
blue. Is your birthday coming up soon again? When's your birthday?
Right. but thank you so much for taking time out for Muscle Girls, Inc.
Yeah, thank you, Isaac.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, ladies.
Well, Chrissy, I think we did it again. It was a little rough sailing at the beginning. I was texting Trey and Shannon like a lunatic, but she came through from Disney World, no less. It was great to have Shannon on, and then Isaac pulled through from the Europa. I think he was still there.
Yeah, he's still there in Orlando doing video, doing shoots. He did, like you said, he's been super busy over the weekend, and he's actually covered the whole NPC and IFBB portion of that show. So we have to thank both of our guests.
Two overachievers, Isaac Hines and Shannon Matro, for stopping by. And until next week, Chrissy. Remember, Muscle Girls, Inc., it's not just a radio show.
It is who we are.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is an RxMuscle.com presentation. Listen to Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin every week at the same time. Be sure to download this and all of our radio shows at our website, RxMuscle.com. This has been Muscle Girls, Inc.